police officers were shot and wounded during a demonstration in Ferguson, Missouri, early this morning. The two officers were hit, one in the face and the other in the shoulder, during a protest that was going on in front of the Ferguson Police Department. The demonstration came after it was announced that Ferguson's police chief would be resigning, and following last week's scathing Justice Department report, Ferguson's city manager and four other employees have also parted ways. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is a special wake-up call segment, a segment that we do from time to time when there is breaking news or something happening that we think you would like to know about or would like to talk about. So we have called a couple of different guests to join us to react to this news, and we welcome your reactions too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, we gave Matt Rothschild a wake-up call this morning and asked him to join us at last minute to talk about this. Matt is formerly with the Progressive magazine, and Matt, your new title is?
I'm executive director over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign now.
All right. Thank you for being with us. So your reaction to the news that here's this demonstration going on in Ferguson, a protest going on in Ferguson, shots rang out and two police officers were hit. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar describes their injuries as serious. He says whoever fired the shots appeared to have been aiming for the officers. What do you think?
Well, it's horrible, isn't it? I mean, I was shocked and horrified by it, and I hope the police officers make a full recovery. No sensible, caring person who's been involved in this issue over the last many months can look upon this with anything but disgust. I don't think it reflects on the protests we've been having here in Madison, for instance. I've been at several of these Tony Robinson protests, including the one yesterday on East Washington Avenue and the other one the day before at the City-County building. And what I've been impressed with at those rallies is just how mature the protesters have been, and that they're not vilifying all police officers and they're not making incendiary rhetoric, but they're pointing to the real problems we've had that only finally are getting noticed by the media. I know on Facebook I saw you got a little negative reaction as though, you know, the people who shot those police officers were listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's just absurd. And for the longest time, most of the media has been ignoring this huge problem we have in America, which is to say that almost every day in America, a black man is killed by police.
Yeah, and you brought up the Facebook post. Someone posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, Matt, in fact, a different Matt, the mainstream media slanted reporting of these incidents, which WPR and the Joy Cardine Show vigorously participate in, makes ambushes of police. This is at least the second one connected to your race baiting narrative more and more likely. Certainly, I am going to disagree that the Joy Cardine Show is involved in race baiting or slanted reporting. However, does the do you think, Matt, media coverage of this issue and not only the protests that are happening now in Madison, but throughout the summer in various various cities, has media coverage become anti-police, anti-law enforcement.
Well, not the media coverage I've been watching. I don't see that at all. I mean, we have a major problem in this country. Ferguson, Missouri had a huge problem, as the Justice Department report indicated. And as you could see from the visuals over the last many months, where it's a militarized police force that looks like it's an occupying force of the city it's supposed to be protecting. And so that's the problem we have, and it's not just Ferguson. It really is all across the country that there's been this militarization of police forces and shoot first, take questions later, and that's a real problem.
You mentioned the protests happening in Madison as well. There has been some media coverage on is Madison another Ferguson? Is it?
Oh, not at all. And I think credit goes on both sides. Credit goes to the protesters for their demeanor and to the police officers. I mean, look at the different police officer reaction in Ferguson, which got out the tanks and the heavy armor right away. And in Madison, where the police officers are just standing by and letting the protests happen and stopping traffic yesterday on East Washington Avenue to let the protests happen. I mean, this is the difference between community policing, which Chief Koval and before him, long before him, Chief Cooper, who instituted it, brought about here in Madison. And that's why the protests are going much better. And also, I think the Young, Gifted, and Black coalition that's been leading these protests in Madison has acted tremendously. And I just think we're a different community, thank God, than Ferguson. But it's not flawless. And we have these, you know, we had this shooting within 20 seconds of a police officer arriving at the door. We haven't had the investigation yet. It's unclear exactly what happened. But, you know, I'm hoping, as the protesters are hoping, that, you know, that shooting right away is not the first impulse or the first instruction that a police officer gets.
We do have another wake-up call guest that I want to bring in, but what is it that you how do you hope to see Madison proceed in this the case that we're dealing with?
Well, I certainly hope it proceeds the way it's been going, which is peacefully, respectfully on both sides. There's discussion going on between the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition and Chief Koval, which I think is very productive. What is tremendous for me to see is a whole new generation of people waking up to this problem. Yesterday at the protest on East Washington Avenue, it was largely young people, tremendously diverse crowd, people I hadn't seen at protest before. That gives me some hope that there is some change that's going to happen.
Let me welcome in our second wake-up call guest. Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Good morning, and thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for having me on.
And we wanted you to react to this sad news that two police officers were shot and wounded in Ferguson, Missouri, early this morning. What is your reaction?
Well, first, I want to say on behalf of everyone in the law enforcement community that our hearts go out to the two officers and their families who were shot this morning. One was from the St. Louis County Police Department, and the other was from the Webster Groves Police Department. As I understand it, they are both in serious condition. And our thoughts and prayers are with those officers and their families and their coworkers as well. This is a tragic development, clearly, and I do think it represents yet another distinction between what has occurred and is occurring in Madison and the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. And I think it just underscores the importance of here in Madison and in Wisconsin of getting it right. And I think to a large extent, the reaction, as your other guest has indicated, on behalf of the law enforcement community and those in the community, the general public, that have their concerns, that it has been peaceful, and it's been constructive, and I think everybody has respected, the public's right to have questions and to express their concerns. And so I'm very sorry that it has happened in Ferguson, and we hope that it doesn't happen here in Madison. I'm optimistic that it will not. You know, I had the benefit last night of attending a rally in support of law enforcement generally at the state capitol at the Law Enforcement Memorial. There were about, depending on who you talk to, anywhere from 300 to 500 people. And I think it was a wonderfully positive event. We even had a moment of silence, both for the family of Tony Robinson, but also for the families of the 20 officers that have died in the line of duty so far in 2015. And I think the tone here in Madison and Wisconsin has been above board, and it's been responsible. And so hopefully we can keep it that way.
We have Gary on Facebook who says, I'm afraid if Madison continues to act in a way that assumes that the police are at fault, that this will eventually escalate in the same way that it has elsewhere when the police stop policing and just turn the streets over to protesters. What do you say to that, Jim?
Well, I can appreciate that concern. I don't believe that's going to happen. I mean, the law enforcement community is going to continue. Our officers are going to continue to do their jobs, and they are consummate professionals. And we have in Wisconsin some of the very best law enforcement officers really in the entire country. And they really represent the best of what our nation has to offer in that regard. So, but I understand that sensitivity, but I don't think that's likely to occur.
Yeah, and what is your hope for the city of Madison and the state of Wisconsin as we face dealing with these types of issues, too?
Well, as we have urged from the outset since this tragic incident occurred, and we've urged this of everybody, that they reserve rendering judgments until more facts are known. You know, we have the benefit of a unique law here in Wisconsin that mandates an independent and transparent investigation. It's the only law of its kind in the country. In fact, the President Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing issued a report to the president last week in which they highlighted Wisconsin's law, suggesting perhaps that our law is something that the communities and states across the country should be considering more broadly. And that is something that, you know, you're always going to have some people who do rush to judgment, but I think for the most part, everybody has, certainly people are right to have their concerns and ask questions. That law enforcement officers, exercise a great deal of authority, and that with that authority comes a heightened public scrutiny, and they are held to a higher standard, as they should be. And so those questions are legitimate, and we would just urge everyone, regardless of their point of view, to allow the investigation to run its course. And we're confident that at the end of the day, we hope, certainly, that the investigative report that is produced will be one that the public can have a great deal of confidence in.
Jim Palmer, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Matt, thank you very much for being with us, too.
Oh, my pleasure, Joy.
Matt Rothschild, new executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Thanks very much to Bill Martins, to Kayla Blado, and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. We will have much more on the situation in Ferguson and Madison and beyond coming up. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.